Welcome to All You Need to Know, a new micro-podcast series from the BC Museums Association. In this podcast, BCMA members are given 90 seconds to answer 20 questions about themselves. If you'd like to give a 90-second interview, contact the BCMA.
What's your name?
My name is Daniel Garlock.
Where do you work?
I work at the Pacific Museum of Earth out at UBC.
What's your strangest museum experience?
A couple months ago, I was coming into the office, and because the Pacific Museum of Earth is in a building full of students, I was walking up the steps, and there was a bunch of students outside, and they said, "Oh, we're so glad you're here. We've been chasing down this squirrel that got into the building about 40 minutes ago, and it's actually taking shelter in your office." So it was really fun to watch the security footage of this squirrel running around my office and around the museum.
What's something you love doing?
I love working with the children. I really love sassing the kids. They're not used to it, and when you do it well, it really resounds with them.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I think Mongolia.
What's your favorite song right now?
Spinning Around by Kylie Minogue.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you'd do?
Probably go out for a nice dinner and just let it sink in.
What's something you hate doing?
After today, technical video editing.
If you could learn to do anything, what would it be?
I would want to be able to speak French fluently.
What superpower would you choose?
I want to say that I'd be able to fly. I'm also afraid of heights, so that might not work too well, but it could be fun to combine those two.
What's your favorite brunch food?
Eggs Benedict.
Name one thing you do to change the world.
I like to museum in unusual places, so I like to take pieces from the museum out to the farmer's market and surprise people by showing them museums can be surprising.
What's your favorite BC museum?
Well, I love the Pacific Museum of Earth, but aside from us, I've always loved the biodiversity museum. It's the first time I stepped.